So we've been talking a little bit about the obstacles to claiming your kingdom and actually step into the role of a king and accept the fact that you were born by birthright to be a king. Now, this isn't something that you can walk in and claim, as we said before, right? It's just accepting your birthright to be a king. And the next obstacle and probably thing we're going to focus mostly on today is lies. Ouch, 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 lies. The one thing that got me kind of hooked into this whole warrior series, and I followed this down, not because I didn't have a lot of wisdom and not because I didn't have a lot of things, but there was one phrase that caught me, that intrigued me, that kind of brought me into this game a little bit, and that was a video I saw that looked right into the camera and said, "Why do you lie? Why do you lie?" And I didn't consider myself a liar. I'd been a businessman for a long time. I had, and probably way too ethical for the standard of the industry. And it was very expensive, right? And I had a lot of pride in the fact that we were very moral and ethical on that line. We always delivered what we promised and more. And we didn't get caught up in the corruption, the payoffs, which is common in publicly bid projects. But I knew in my heart that there was some lies, right? Some lies in my soul. I wasn't at peace with everything. And the phrase came to me that I heard a long time ago, sometime when I was a kid, that the most powerful man in the room is the man with nothing to hide, right? And I reflected back, you know, when you get into a conversation and you start throwing punches and somebody pulls a card, somebody knows something that you did, something that they could shame you for, and you back off. You back off because you're afraid of that pain. You're afraid of that embarrassment. You're afraid of that lie or that secret, whatever it is, from back then. And it doesn't have to be a secret like you've murdered someone, right? It's just a secret of like, you know what, I maybe was unfaithful, or I did this thing, or when I was 18, I you know, did something stupid, whatever it might be. But as we got into it more and more, I realized that I lied all the time. I lied every day, you know. And the question came up at one point in the whole game, once I realized that I lie to that extent, and most people do, right? Totally unconscious. But the biggest lie that I ever told, that was a question on the table, right? What was the biggest lie I ever told? The biggest lie that I ever told, and I told it all the time, was that I'm all right. Yeah, that's a lie. I'm not all right. I'm building resentment. I'm hurt. I'm crying, but I felt like I had to be strong, right? I had to put on this strength, right? Like some people would respect the strength that I had, the ability to hold space or whatever it was, but that's what I viewed it as, but that's not in fact what it was. Like I was married, I was divorced after 14 years, and while I can get into all kinds of things why this wouldn't have made a difference, but I did have a part in that. When someone would ask if I was all right, I said, yeah, I'm all right. And that was a lie, right? And I don't know how anything, like especially a marriage, can survive someone that lies every day. Are you okay? Yep, I'm okay. How you doing? Fine. Can I help you with anything? No, I got it. Lies all the time. Like, we think of lies as deliberate manipulation, but those aren't really the things that destroy kingdoms. That's what avoids the kingdom. That's what avoids the conflict that we have to have, right? It's the lies that we don't even understand that we tell people. And it gets to be a bit of a game, right? I'm strong. Like, I will try to decipher the lie that you're telling right now. But until you actually define it for what it is, that it's a lie, you don't realize the destruction that it's actually doing, right? And part of the lies that we have to get through are to become a king, right? To even accept the calling of a king, to believe the soul voice that's inside of us, that we are a king and we're worthy to be a king. We have to get past the stories like why we can't, why we shouldn't, why we feel guilt. I'm not calling. Look at this person's bigger, brighter, smarter. he's really the king. Or if I'm the king, then my family will leave me, right? My parents will disown me. My kids won't respect me. Everyone will say that you're egotistical and selfish and all these other things. All these things that we don't want to break through. And we don't actually ever build the power to break through them. The person you are today will not break through those things, right? But the fact that you can step through and become the king and have the power to break through and demonstrate that power, what power isn't, it can be scary if it's on the wrong side, but power is very comforting if it's on the right side, right? Like for every powerful person, there's an element of people that fear him. But that also provides an element for a lot of other people that make them feel safe. So power is not a bad thing. Like that is one thing that I would have you consider right in the beginning. Like you being a powerful person is not a bad thing. It's a very good thing for all of your people in your kingdom. Now, when I say power, I'm not saying force. Power is very different than force. Like if we can define power as the ability to accomplish a mission, the ability to obtain a result that we want. If we can define power that way, I think we can make the distinction between power and force. Like forcing means like I can make someone else do something. I can force this situation. I can make this happen, maybe with a lot of destruction all of the way around it. But there's a big difference. Power is a good thing. And we strive to have it. In fact, it's an absolute must as a man to be fulfilled. It's an absolute must to be a king. It's an absolute must to provide the feeling of safety for your children, for your wife, for all of the people in your kingdom. Now, I do I volunteer at a local community church here, and they'd asked me to do some work with the kids there, right? They have kids that are just, they go crazy, right? The parents really struggle with them, and that's been a fun thing I've done for a long time is kids with what the culture calls behavioral problems, right? And what I've found in dealing with those kids is like they have to feel your strength, right? They feel safe when they feel your strength, and that's what any child is going to do, right? They push against you to find out where you're solid. And a lot of parents don't get this, right? With 5 kids and working with a lot of kids with behavioral things, I know with absolute certainty that when they test you, right, when they're naughty, they're looking to find safety. Not consciously, but they're pushing on you to find out where you're solid. And you know what the odd thing about this as a king? Like your woman will do the same thing. That is their job. They are not being mean to you. They are not being cruel to you. They are pushing you to step into being a king, to have something solid that when they go crazy, they don't have to worry about you bailing or that they have to be super strong all the time because you're going to freak out and run, right? They need to know that you are solid and that you have a limit, not limits for them, right? But limits for the kingdom, limits for yourself, that you are solid in who you are, and no matter how much pushback you get from them, you're not moving. Now, this is not the same as stubborn, and I can put a ton of disclaimers in this probably every sentence, right? Because we could take this and twist this into a story that we already believe, right? People will want to believe the story that they are already committed to, right? Like if we say, be kind and gentle, right? Half the people in the world who are very kind and gentle will see this as reinforcing. See, I'm on the right path. And the other people who aren't kind, be kind and gentle, they won't accept it, right? They maybe are in a life where you have to force, life is hard, like all these other things. But in any case, my point in that is that the lies are what we have to overcome, right? Just I think I used the example the other day about the movie The Lion King, right? Where Simba believed the lie. He believed he was responsible for his father's death, but really it was a trick on him to guilt him to leave the kingdom, right? And the kingdom obviously failed, and he had to come back and save the kingdom and step into his rightful place. But he had to get past the stories in his head, and we all carry stories that prevent us from actually stepping into the kingdom, right? Like it's going to be too hard. Like I'm not worthy. And that's really where we have to start in the whole game. So my point today is going to be, where in your life are you lying to the people around you, right? Who are you lying to? Who are you telling that you're okay? Who are you telling that you don't need help? Who are you telling? Who are you being, quote, strong for when it's really a lie? Right? Who are you lying to, not just outside of yourself, but how are you lying to yourself? Like, what stories are you telling yourself? Like, I can't be king because I don't have the money. I can't be king because I don't have this. I can't be king, or I don't want to be king. It's going to be too much work, or whatever story it is, I'm here to tell you it's a lie, right? And I want you to consider the possibility that all those stories are just a mirror back from some suppression that was somewhere early in your life. And that fact that you are a king and you were born to be a king is really underneath, like, your soul. If you go into your soul, I believe somewhere the voice is there that says you are a king, and you're looking for a way to enter that. You're looking for a path into actually being the king and having the life you want and having the body that you desire, right? That you own, that commands respect, and you have the physical strength and the mental strength and the connection to God and the universe and the people in your life and the nature within your kingdom, right? And the business sense, the money, the success, the ability, and the power to be able to move and build a kingdom and build a legacy and build a safety for the people in your kingdom. So again, I'll just leave you with the question, where in your life are you lying to yourself and others?